bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, reliable web hosting. Yeah.
Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I don't know how much of the news show it's going to be today. It's going to be more of an Apple event going on today's show. Anyways, it is the 28th of October, 2016. All the best Apple news coming your way in about 5 minutes.
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah,
that's pretty much all it was with Tim as he came out with the last Apple keynote for 2016. So let's dive into the keynote, shall we? It was actually kind of a short one. Actually, only an hour and 21 minutes. Yeah, still long, but short for Apple standards, that's for sure. Now, of course, before we get into the whole new Mac stuff, yeah, you already know about that. Let's talk about TV and the new TV app. Yes, other than Tim telling us all the stuff that we already knew, how great the products were and blah, 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 blah. That's how this keynote started off. Getting things unified. Yeah, all of your TV viewing habits. Well, except for one, of course. That was Netflix. It was nowhere to be found. Hulu, your iTunes content library, CBS, and these kind of things. Basically pulling all of your content into one place. Yeah, we've seen this before. Now it's just done the Apple way. Anybody remember Boxy? Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, it won't just be for your Apple TV. No. The app will also be available for your iPhone and iPad as well. So no matter where you are or what you're doing, you can pick right up where you left off in your Apple TV app. Now, of course, it isn't just about getting all your content in one place. It's also about getting your live content all in one place, too. Pretty much now, you can say, "Hey, Siri, how much do the Chicago Bears suck this year?" And then she'll take you to the game if it's on. Works the same way for NHL or other major sporting events, too. Siri can also list the entire sports schedules and other games that are going on currently. And you can jump around to whatever one sucks the least. Now, with that, wrapping up the TV app, we move on to the major focus of the event, and it took about 50 minutes to get through it all. Mainly the new MacBook Pro. And mind you, yes, it's a beautiful looking thing. And yes, it's got the touch little thingy screen at the top now. Yes, the new MacBook Air, it is cool with that new touch panel at the top. And essentially what this touch panel does is whatever piece of software you're working with, it will automatically take on those features to give you access to more features within that touch panel, of course. Something Apple didn't really acknowledge, though, through the event, your software, of course, is going to have to be compatible with the touch panel at the top, so if it isn't designed for it yet, you're not going to be having many features with it. But, of course, out of the box, you will have things like, you know, when you type, access to emojis and all these sort of things. We're already seeing support coming soon for Adobe Photoshop, and, of course, for all you DJs out there, which was demonstrated during the keynote, there'll be some software for you, too, in the coming months. Now, other than this panel touch bar, actually I guess it's called touch bar, I got confused after 55 minutes. And I kept saying to myself, okay Apple, why don't we just make the whole damn thing a touch screen? But anyways, the MacBook Pro in itself really has slimmed down. It's actually between 14 and 17% thinner. So yes, we're still on the thinner, lighter kick over there at Apple. The two models will be available in 13-inch and a 15-inch model, and you can get it in space gray or silver. The specs you're going to see for that 15-inch model will be a Core i7 processor, AMD Radeon Pro graphics processor, with up to 4 gigabytes of video memory, which is nice, and up to 16 gigabytes of RAM right out of the box. The 13-inch version, though, you're going to get an i5 or a 7 processor. It's really up to you and how much you want to spend. There's also 4 USB-C Thunderbolt 3 ports. By the way, one of those ports are going to have to be used to charge your computer, so really, I guess it's just 3. And making its appearance from The Walking Dead, the 3.5mm headphone jack. Yeah, it's there! But that SD card slot, it did. Other things, of course, we're seeing on the new MacBook Pro with that touch bar at the top, you're going to get Touch ID too. Well, that was a given. And you can do all of your lovely little Apple Pay stuff on there as well. Plus, log into your computer. It just makes things a lot easier. And yes, it was long overdue and should have been there already. And then, towards the end of the keynote, things got a little confusing and Apple got a little nostalgic, comparing old models from 1980 whatever to now. Yeah, we know, Phil, they're a lot faster now. But Phil amazingly said that, yes, the MacBook Air will still continue to be available. but they got this next MacBook Pro that's supposedly, it looks like, going to be replacing it, which is thinner and lighter and supposedly cheaper. So, Phil, you're kind of confusing us. By all accounts, it definitely looks like the MacBook Air will be dead pretty soon, and the smaller MacBook Pro 13-inch without the touch bar at the top will have to be your replacement. So, yeah, in a roundabout word, that kind of wraps up the Apple keynote. Not really a whole lot of woo moments. In fact, it was a little awkward for even Tim at the end, trying to get off the stage.
Oh, thanks for coming. I gotta go to the area, test all the stuff out. Bye.
Of course, then again, that's Tim Cook. He is an awkward fellow. But we still love you, Tim. And finally, oh, we all crave more and more bandwidth nowadays. It just seems like, yeah, 10 megabits, 50 megabits, 100 megabits. Yeah, it just ain't enough anymore. We need more. We need more. We need more. In fact, 1 gigabyte per second would sound pretty good, wouldn't it? Yeah. But to have that, you'd probably have to be some tech guru or something, you know. Maybe even Tim Cook himself. Nah, you just got to be a radiologist. Yes, James Bush, a radiologist, doesn't just have a 1 gigabyte connection. No, no, no. He's the first with a 10 gigabyte per second residential connection in the United States. Can you freaking believe it? Now, mind you, we were just talking about the FCC. They actually classify in the United States that broadband needs to at least be 25 megabits or higher. James's connection, yeah, it's 400 times faster than that. Now, since I've got your attention, you're probably thinking, where can I get this at? Well, you gotta go down to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Yeehaw! Yeah, that's right, Chattanooga. They got your 10 gigabit per second internet for only $299 a month. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I thought it'd be more, too. Heck, even 1 gig connections are only $69 a month there. So sounds like Chattanooga might be the place to be if you need some speed. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for all BTN. Get on over there. Check it out. Check out the podcast. Check out the blog. Just check out everything. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our Slack room. You can find that at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show actually will not be returning till next Wednesday. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I have to be out of town for a bunch of meetings. And when I mean a bunch, I mean a bunch. So we'll see you back here on Wednesday. I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope you have a great Friday. We'll see you next Wednesday, and thank you very much for listening.